Dr. Friedman, my name's Ed Arkton. I'm in free enterprise, I feel, and I find the income tax totally antagonistic to true free enterprise. Can we run the country without income tax?
Well, there's a sense in which all taxes are antagonistic to free enterprise. And yet, we need taxes. We have to recognize that that we mustn't hope for a utopia that is unattainable. I would like to see a great deal less government than we have activity than we have now. But I do not believe that we can have a situation in which we don't need government at all. We do need to provide for certain essential government functions, the police function, the national defense function, function of preserving law and order, of maintaining a judiciary. And so the question is, which are the least bad taxes? And in my opinion, and this may come as a shock to some of you, the least bad tax is the property tax on the unimproved value of land, the Henry George argument from many, many years ago. The next least bad tax is a flat rate tax on income above an exemption. So in answer to your question, if I could design my ideal tax system, it would contain an income tax. But it would not be the kind of monstrosity we have now. It would be a flat rate tax on all income from whatever source derived, less only a personal deduction and strict occupational expense. And that kind of an income tax, I think, would be the least inconsistent with a strong free enterprise system. You know why? It's an interesting thing if you're talking about taxes, about why it is that the property tax is so unpopular. It's not unpopular for good economic reasons. It's unpopular, in my opinion, for one simple reason. It's the only tax left on the books for which people have to write a big check. The income tax is a far worse tax. But, and I have to admit that I have some part of the guilt in this process, because during World War II, I worked at the Treasury and helped to design the withholding system. My wife has never forgiven me for it. But with respect to the income tax, we've arranged it, so it's taken off bit by bit, and it's almost painless. With respect to the sales tax, we pay a little bit of it each time. With respect to the corporate tax and excise taxes, they're hidden in the price of things we buy. We don't even know we're paying them. But with respect to the property tax, that remains a tax that we as individuals have to pay and that we have to write a big check for. That's the fundamental reason, in my opinion, why it's so unpopular. And in fact, I think, I hate to say this because it's giving hostages to fortune, but if you wanted to reduce the unpopularity of the property tax, the way to do it would simply be to provide for an effective method whereby it could be withheld at source in small payments, and that would eliminate a large part of the objection to it.